Stay tuned for a message from the American Investment Council after the show.
Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Even if you're a Republican, you have to admit that the Democratic Convention, which nominated Joe Biden on Thursday night, was a technical success. The Democrats programmed a four-night television show, pulling feeds and video from all across the country without a hitch. That's a feat in and of itself, even if you're a supporter of President Donald Trump. Republicans have a lot to live up to in that respect. Their convention, which kicks off Monday night, already seems much different. The Trump campaign has invited most GOP lawmakers to the White House lawn to watch the president's speech in the middle of a pandemic. They've filed a request to light fireworks on the National Mall. The Democratic convention was all about party and unity and trying to defeat Trump. The GOP affair next week will be aimed at highlighting what the president has done in his first term, putting center stage everyday people affected by what the Republicans consider to be policy victories. The GOP convention does still seem to be a work in progress. On Thursday, a representative for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would not be participating in the event. But hours later, his staff said he would be submitting a taped video message. And we've got some news. Bill Stepien, Trump's campaign manager, will join us for a virtual interview Tuesday morning on Plug In with Playbook to talk about the convention, Trump's re-election bid, and much more. The show will kick off at 9 a.m. Let's talk about last night. Natasha Kareki and Chris Catalago were in Wilmington, Delaware for us, and they write that Biden made it a lot harder for Republicans to tag him as Slow Joe. Well, the Times has a look at how Biden's team has cast him as more of a comforting national healer and restorer of normalcy and calm. David Siders has the 30,000-foot look at how, in Biden's big moment, he offered a searing critique of the president and cast his candidacy as an affirmative alternative, a path of hope and light. Vice President Mike Pence will appear on ABC's Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, CNN, CBS, and Mornings with Maria this morning. And here's what's driving today on Capitol Hill. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy will testify in front of Senate Homeland at 9 a.m. today. Biden and his wife Jill Biden and Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff will attend a virtual fundraiser. The LA Times has a look at how Emhoff could make history himself. And for those who don't know, he's got his own fan club. Hashtag DougHive. ABC is reporting that Trump will host a funeral for his brother, Robert Trump, at the White House, while NBC is reporting that Trump cabinet officials voted in 2018 to separate migrant children, according to officials. And Senator Bill Cassidy has tested positive for coronavirus. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will leave the White House at 10:45 en route to the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City. He will deliver remarks at the 2020 Council for National Policy meeting at 11 a.m. Afterward, he will return to the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Private equity-backed businesses are helping to provide a safe and more accessible educational experience for students, parents, and teachers this fall. We're providing free access to online learning platforms, making digital textbooks and virtual classroom software available to students and teachers, and working with individual school superintendents to develop health evaluation, testing, and reopening plans. Back to school will look different this year, but we're in this together. Learn more at investmentcouncil.org/backtoschool.